muted. Ah! Anyway.
I reminded you.
I know. It's your Wednesday night conversation where I forget to unmute the conversation, so you can't hear a word I just said. Tonight, we're talking about feeling productive during the pandemic, the latest in current events, and we have special guest Best Tardy. And we'll do the weekend recap and more. This is Let's Have a Fifi. Wow. This is going to be a good night. I can already tell. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. I'm Felicia Miner, and Freddie is gray. Gray this evening.
Only part of me is gray.
And we have a special guest, Best Tardy.
Say hello. Hi. I am also not gray.
Oh, well, that's good to know. I'm a little bit blue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you need to talk about it?
We are Arizona's longest running drag live stream. It's more than just the gossip. It's the issues that matter most to you. We have a lot of issues today to talk about.
We don't have issues. We have subscriptions.
So, if you are in for the conversation, please share this episode like your life depends on it. We are live streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. And we are brought to you by the Wigs of a Kind. Freddie and I should be doing an unboxing soon. We'll figure it out when and where.
Is it going to be an ASMR unboxing?
Oh my god.
That would be hilarious. And we're also brought to you by the Burley Barber. You can, we'll talk about it, but you can start scheduling appointments at the Burley Barber. You'd have to read the consent form at theburleybarbers.com. And we want to thank our newest Patreon supporters, Kimberly Morris and Jody Begay. They have been added to a long list of supporters that I have been saying for the last 3 years, I think. Allison,
you know,
Best.
I'm happy with like one supporter, so.
One is right there. Best is right there.
Thank you.
Best and Brandon, Casey Starr, Carrie and Corey, Kim. Joan, Leanne, and Patricia Mason, you can support us today at patreon.com/letshaveafifi. So we have 10 supporters.
You know what? That's 10 more than I ever expected we'd have, so I'm not mad.
You can also tip us tonight. Tipping is not required, but appreciated. You can tip us at our virtual tip jar at paypal.me/letshaveafifi.
And you can tip me down at Stacy's when I'm wearing a thong.
Oh.
Wow. I have questions.
And for weeks now, I've been saying, oh, I'll put the t-shirt screen up. But I have never. Here it is. We have received pre-orders from Justin Sider, Nicole, and Dominic Von Strapp. Though I spelled his name wrong in the document, nobody knows. Jake it's Salazar.
No, I'm corrected. It's not like anybody sees it.
I know. But you know what? You know what will happen next week? I will read it, and then I will say it wrong. That's right. What will happen.
Yeah.
And then we have Logan with the last name. Say the last name.
Lowry Rasmussen.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. If you want to order a shirt, please send us a message. You can send it to the page. You can send it to me. You can send it to Freddie, who will send you to me. so if you want a V-neck, a crew It was a crew neck and a tank top, or you can buy all three. I'm okay with that.
I mean, choices, right?
Giving back is truly the way to be. All right, let's talk about the weekend. How was your weekend, Freddie?
So I actually, on Saturday, there was a clinic in Mesa, that was doing, coronavirus, blitz testing all weekend. And so I actually made an appointment and I went down, I drove my ass to Mesa and got, tested for both the virus and the antibodies. I mean, I'm like 99% sure I'm negative across the board, but you never know. And it's always good to find these things out. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So I got my brain swabbed, and I got my throat swabbed. And let me tell you, it's been a while since I've had anything jammed in the back of my throat like that. and then they do a blood draw for the, Brandon. And then they do a blood draw for the antibodies. So I should find out in a couple of days whether, you know, what the results were.
Oh my God.
I had to drive past, I can't remember what is the water park?
Oh, Sunsplash?
Yeah, whatever the hell it is. Fucking packed.
It was that?
Oh my God. Like, you know, the big water slide? People were just crammed like sardines on that thing. I was like, oh, motherfucker, I'm staying home.
Well, there was another water park that was open that they were showing on the news, and newscaster was, like, shaming them.
Right. And yeah. Tubing, same thing with Salt River Tubing. It was absolutely packed. I'm like, y'all are a bunch of, ugh. What does David Boyles call them? Plague rats. They're all fucking plague rats.
Oh, wow.
Fucking idiots. So, the one thing I kept meaning to mention that I keep forgetting is my dad... Brandon,
we hear you typing like you're in 1999. Clickety clackety clickety clackety clickety.
Trim your nails. It's like clickety clickety clickety. So, my dad got me a subscription to Time Magazine.
Oh, I love Time Magazine.
Right about when all of this went down. So it's actually been really interesting. And it's one of these things that I'm like, okay, this could actually be a kind of an interesting thing to hold on to. So I've been collecting all the Time magazines that have been coming over the last couple months and keeping them in a safe place. Cause you know, 10 years from now, it's going to be one of those things. It's like a Time magazine from, you know, when JFK was shot or whatever, it's going to be one of those sort of pivotal moments in history. So exactly. I'm like, well, this is kind of interesting. It's got interesting timing on that. So yeah. And other than that, I pretty much stayed the fuck home because I saw what the hell was going on and I was like, no, I'm staying the fuck home.
I have been one to preach that I was staying home, but I have been staying home steadily. I only go out once a week. So this time around, the family wanted to go out, and they wanted to go to the aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, as a person with a very high anxiety level, I don't think I was ready.
Oof.
And
well, none of your people were wearing masks, again. Like, come on, Scotty.
I can preach until I turn blue in the face. But so to me, when people were, there weren't as many people. I've been to the aquarium before. There weren't as many people there as there were in the past. And in certain areas where you had to sit down and be a collective group, they had it as like a walk-by area. As far as that goes, the experience, anxiety 9, me, I like text Freddie as soon as I got back. I was like, I am dead. I am dead. Because on top of that, here I am trying to be team player. We went to Chili's, and I was praying to God that all these places had... No, I take that back. So one of the places we tried to go to had, like, a two-hour wait. So I was like, thank God. Yeah, like, thank God. And then, because they're, like, letting, like, minimal groups in, like, at a time. Like, when you walk in the... So we went to Chili's. They let us in right away because one of the tables was open. But you don't get to sit in close proximity to anybody. And all the waitresses and the waiters and the peoples have the mask on, and they're wearing protective hand wear, which I saw the lady, like, do the proper... I was so amused because she was, like, doing the proper... I was like, oh, where'd she learn that at? But the thing that drove me nuts the most is that I had to go back to the doctor on Friday. For best, if you don't know, I had a surgical procedure down in my anal cavity.
I remember I liked it on Facebook.
Thanks so much. Anyway, so I'm thinking I'm, like, in the clear. Maybe, like, he's gonna say, like, you're still healing. Yeah, he said that part, but he didn't say, like, hey, we're gonna, like, put some, like, I think I looked it up earlier. It was like silver nitrate. Mm-hmm. We're gonna put that so that it like heals up a little more. And I was like, before I could say, like, oh, okay, like, my mouth said, oh, okay. My brain didn't, like, comprehend what he just said. And by the time I thought about it and said, oh, wait, it was already happening, and I was on fire. On fire.
So, to be clear, when she says she was on fire, she means her ass. Her ass was on fire.
Yes, like, oh, okay. I was dying. I could not. And I saw the nurse that gave me a little bit of attitude the last time. I saw her. And I said, are you going to send those prescriptions now? Because my ass hurts. And I made sure she... I made sure she sent them before I left, because I was like, mm-mm.
The one that fucked up your prescriptions last
time. I saw her. It's funny when you get to see people eye to eye, and you're like, she's not a badass now. Mm-hmm. I checked my prescriptions before I left. I was like, let me check this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I'll walk up in there and be, Anyway. So, my ass is on fire, wore a mask, I had an anxiety attack by sitting in a restaurant.
You are braver than I am. I won't even do it right now. Like, I can't.
But what I was leading up to is that more than my anxiety bothering me was that I have not really missed sitting in a restaurant because my ass hurt. Those chairs Those chairs are so uncomfortable. I spent part of the meal like and just standing up. I'm just like, no, that's okay. That's cool. That's cool. I'm good. So good.
Oh my god.
But
sounds
also,
like a fun weekend.
Also,
well, I'm glad I didn't come get you when I went to pick up Thai food for lunch then.
I wouldn't have been able to eat it.
Although I will say that Thai Spices is still doing basically carry out only, so they haven't opened up the restaurant yet. So bravo.
Wait, what Thai place is this?
Thai Spices. It's in Mesa. It's the best Thai food in town.
I'm sorry, Thai-san is the best Thai food in town.
We're gonna throw down now. We are.
I will defend this.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to sit here and watch.
What are your credentials, sir, to judge Thai food?
I am white.
Privilege. Okay.
No, I I don't have credentials necessarily, but I did have some taste buds burned off and, as a child, so. But anyway, go ahead.
No, 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 fine. Go ahead, Felicia. Please continue.
Oh my god. Oh my god. You anyway, so I started a new fundraiser. I feel like it's my thing. My thing. Like my calling.
I mean, you have nothing else to do. I mean, you may as well.
So I thought, let's start a fundraiser because June is Black Music Month.
Didn't you guys already have a month?
We get some. Anyway.
Now I don't feel so bad. All right.
So I start. Are you done humoring yourself? So I was looking around for organizations that do like music, arts in like neighborhoods in Arizona. Let me back up. I first started in Arizona. There are none. There are none. And then so I just Googled black nonprofits like music and arts or something. And this one kept showing up. So I am raising money for the Foundation of Black Heritage and Culture, who also started the Houston Black Music Fest, which is popular, which is kind of...
How do I know that?
They put everything on hold because of COVID. So... me being who I am, I just kind of started the fundraiser, didn't ask any questions, didn't contact the foundation at all, just said, okay, well, everybody loves free money, so. And then, so this morning, the founder was trying to find out who I was and why I was raising money. And I was like, trust me, I have no intent on keeping any of this money. It doesn't even touch me. It goes from Facebook to, like, Network for Good or something to the organization, which, after reading for a while, none of, like, when you give to a nonprofit or do a fundraiser for a nonprofit on Facebook, nothing gets taken out. It just goes straight from those organizations to the final destination. So,
that's great.
I got to talk to the founder on the phone, and after he figured out who the hell I was and why I was doing it, he said, okay, keep going, and he offered to promote it here in Phoenix, too, and then he said that he will contact me later to find out what else he can do with me. So, what I was so astounded at was last night I like posted like we were at like $85 or something. And so I just said, oh, we're at $85. And I just went through the, you know, like if you can contribute, whatever. And within minutes, I hadn't even like finished the update that I was working on. And it was remarkable. We went up to 200. And then I said, well, if you guys want to do it, I put it out to everybody in the public. And I said, if you want to do more than 200, you can donate or I can I can extend the fundraiser. So when I woke up this morning, it was at 250. So that's an indicator. And I have extended it now to 250. And I mean to 500, and I believe that I have attached it to the. Oh my god! Oh,
we're at 427.
Oh my gosh!
Wow!
Whoa! I just looked right now, and it was like 365.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god! I'm gonna need to. Oh my god!
When did you last share the link? I want to donate.
So if you go to our. It's on our page right now, like, as the live stream on Facebook. It's on, if you're on another platform, and I have not acknowledged anybody on Twitter, Twitch, or YouTube. Hi, Rick on YouTube. Hi, Brandon on YouTube. but if you are looking for the fundraiser, it's on our Facebook page, and you can go to the live stream, and it's Facebook has this cool new option where you can raise funds during a live stream. So I put it there. Last week I had AZ Typo there, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, because I hadn't. I totally forgot to put it in the notes. But Cassandra McKenzie was one of them. Sassy Diaz was one of them that came through. Aaron G. Wadi, Lady Godiva, came through. Jeannie, who's a big supporter. Who else? It was just so quick. That I couldn't keep up, that I just sat back and I cried, because I was like, this is amazing. Like, I have done at least 4 of these, right?
I think so, something like that.
And I usually have to beg for people to do them, but except for one of them went way over, but this is incredible. We're like away from the 500 goal now, so.
Yeah, we're like, it's super close, that's awesome.
So, I just want you guys to know that the founder is very grateful that some weird stranger from Phoenix started this, and Ryan, maybe you're right, maybe I do need, I'm not a very good musician, maybe I can find other musicians, black musicians in particular, in Arizona, that would want to start one. Who knows? That's all for me. What about Best? What did Best do this weekend?
I didn't do much. I went to a water park, an aquarium, and Chili's.
Without a mask. You have to say that.
Oh, of course not. And I was coughing on children.
Oh, good. Excellent. Fantastic.
No, my weekend was pretty chill for most of the time, and then yesterday, because my weekend consists of Monday, because of my work stuff, and Tuesday, yesterday, we took a spontaneous trip to Flagstaff, and we had our masks on, and we went to this crystal shop in Flagstaff that is awesome, and I thought about buying a book, but I didn't, because it was $100. And that was my weekend.
Nice.
What kind of book was this? Why was it $100?
It was this leather bound, like amazing, like you would find in a cupboard somewhere that had been hidden for 100 years, with all these like crispy pages and like these gemstones all on it, like the chakras, and then like little locks. I swear to God, that's where they put all the curses in the world.
Were there 3 witches walking around looking for this book?
Well, yeah, I had to fight them off to get it. So.
But they probably only shared one eye, so it couldn't have been that hard.
Yes, then they saw into the future. I loved it. toil.
Oh, please tell me people got that. Oh my God.
They'll either get it from like actually getting it, or they'll get it because they watch Disney. I don't know.
Disney. Disney ruins everything.
Disney. I know. I don't know. So anyway, we'll go ahead and we'll just move on. So tonight, on my tip, we're gonna talk about
not on your tip.
Yes, on my tip. We're going to talk about struggling with feeling productive.
Ooh, amen.
Especially right now. Because this is something that I'm struggling with hardcore. You know, most of us are, you know, we're used to being busy. You know, whether it's doing stuff outside of the home or whether it's completing home projects. You know, we're used to, you know, doing things and having things to do and going out and running errands or whatever it is. And, you know, a lot of a lot of us aren't right now, really. You know, as the pandemic kind of stretches on, still uncontrolled, mind you, we're still in the first wave here, people. You know, and many of us are still sheltering in place. It gets harder and harder to kind of get and stay motivated to do things. At least for me, and in talking to some people, I know I'm not the only person that's struggling with this. So, you know, I figured it's something that I think would be good for us to chat about tonight. So, you know, raise your hand if you've ever, you know, if you've had things that you wanted to do and then you just said, you know what, never mind, fuck it, I'll do it later. I don't feel like being productive today.
I had that before the pandemic.
Right.
Yep.
Like, that's been me probably the last couple weeks, and it's been rough because there's some things, like even basic things, I'm really struggling to do. Like, I had to put a reminder on my phone to vacuum because otherwise I'm just like,
Or you have that constant, like, reminder in your head, and you're like, yeah, I'll get to it.
So if it actually, like, yells at me on my phone, then at least I'm like, okay, well, there's something that's kind of holding me, you know, as accountable as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the one thing, though, that I'm working on and that I'm also struggling with is that it's okay to not feel productive. You know, we're for those of us, you know, especially for those of us that are continuing to do the right thing by social distancing and stuff. Because,
I'm sorry.
You know, we are, you know, those of us that are still social distancing, we're still sort of sheltering in place. You know, we're only going out when, you know, when we have to or when we're able to get the fuck out and go somewhere where there aren't any other people around. And the emotional drain and the emotional strain that we're feeling when we see people doing stuff that is just fucking mind-blowing, you know, it's hard. You know, we're still in the middle of a fucking pandemic. Numbers are continuing to rise. And right now we have more than 100,000 people that have died over the last 3 months. And we still see people doing dumb shit. So It's okay to be mentally and emotionally exhausted. It's, you know, it's one of those things that we just have to train ourselves because, you know, we've been trained our entire lives essentially that if you're not being productive then you're kind of useless, right? So we need to retrain our thought process on that. And you know, one of the little things for me is like, you know, even accomplishing small things I consider a victory. You know, did I vacuum today? Yes, I fucking vacuumed. Good for me. Did you tidy up your room? You know, did you put your laundry away? Did you clean the kitchen or did you do dishes? You know, yay. Did you go for a walk or did you, you know, do 20 minutes of your fitness program, whatever it is, you know, if you did, fantastic, go you. You know, so even little things like that, I think we need to learn to, really be okay with the little things that we manage to accomplish throughout the day. You know, and even throughout the week, because there's some days when you're not going to want to do anything, and that's perfectly okay. You know, you don't have to do everything, you know, because normally, you know, people have sort of a list of you know, to-do things, you know, their day-to-day stuff, you know, whether it's, you know, I get done with work, and then I vacuum, and then I do this, and then I do that, and then blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that's not always possible right now. So you don't have to do everything and you don't have to do anything perfectly. You know, it's if you do dishes and you only manage to put one load in the dishwasher but you don't unload the dishwasher, who cares? Doesn't fucking matter. You did dishes. You put dishes in the dishwasher. You accomplished something. That's, you know, and you know, right now for many of us, just getting out of bed can be considered a victory. You know, the depression is hitting a lot of people really strong right now. And, you know, getting up and going to work or logging on to work or, you know, getting up and taking care of your dogs or whatever it is, you know, just that is big right now, you know? So don't let anyone tell you that you're not doing enough, especially if you're one of the people that's actually taking this pandemic seriously. You know, you are doing what you are able to do. And right now, that is more than enough. And I'm, you know, I don't want to see, like, I hate seeing people that are like, oh, well, you know, if you don't come out of this with a new hobby or if you blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. Because not everybody has the
ability to
do that. They don't have the ability, they don't have the strength to be able to do a fucking hobby. They're just trying to get through their goddamn day. Like, you know, queens don't have to practice their makeup. Kings don't have to practice their makeup. If you can, fantastic. But you shouldn't feel like you have to. And, you know, the folks that are you know, saying, well, you know, you don't, if you don't, then you're just wasting. No. That's not how this is going to work. That's not how this is going to work. So, you know, don't beat yourself up over it. Do what you can when you can, and then celebrate the little victories like that. You know, like I struggle with even basic things like vacuuming lately. And when I've managed to vacuum, I'm like, yes, I vacuumed. So vacuuming for me is a pain in the ass. Because even in my little fucking shoebox of a condo, it's all carpet, which I hate.
And it's like that ridiculous, like, it holds on to dirt carpet. It's
oh, it's shitty ass, old ass fucking carpet.
It's and like I have very shag.
One dog, oh God, like one dog sheds like nobody else. I have two cats that shed. I'm like, so me vacuuming is not just, oh, well, I'm just going to run the vacuum. No, I have to like do a small section, then empty it. And then do a small section and then empty it and pray to God that it doesn't like get all like stopped up, because then I have to go and like take into my kitchen where there's tile and like take the whole damn thing apart and try to unstop it. Like, it's a pain in the ass. So even the little things, that's, you know, do what you can.
One of the things that Rick says on YouTube is something I was taught in the Navy was to make your bed when you get up. Then you've accomplished the first thing for the day.
I never make my bed. I'm terrible at that.
I try to make my bed.
Is there somebody laying in it?
Being made by my cat who just sits in it, and then I just decide not to.
Right, because I mean, you don't want to disturb the cat.
No, it's against the rules.
Right, you know, that's part of my problem. I sit down, and then my cat gets on my lap, and then, you know, the law says I can't move until the cat does. So
that happens to me during like naps. I'm like, oh. Oh, the cat fell asleep right here. That means I must fall asleep right here. And I can't get up until the cat gets up.
Right. You know, because rules, that's the law.
Yeah, it's part of the clause.
Right? Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, we're just full of dad jokes and puns tonight. Mm.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Tell my dad that. He might love me.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. All right. So let's talk about some current events that are happening. As usual, we've been talking about numbers, because numbers are important, because we need to acknowledge the fact that things are not slowing down.
Can we just clarify that the pandemic is not over?
No. Whoa. We barely started, kids. So, all right. So we've been talking about Arizona numbers. So just for, you know, to give everybody sort of that sense of what do you call it? See, I can't even brain. It's fine. So April 4th, which is, you know, sort of when things really started going crazy, right? Arizona had 2,000 cases and 50 deaths. Last week, as of last Wednesday, we had 14,897 cases with 797 deaths.
Oh, my.
As today, we have 17,232 cases and 831 deaths. And apparently Saturday was the highest number of ER visits that we've had so far.
Yikes.
And for patients that either suspected of having coronavirus or have tested positive.
I went out on Sunday, just so nobody freaks out.
And since, you know, we saw basically no social distancing at all over the weekend, I would keep an eye on the numbers over the next few weeks. I have a sneaking suspicion things are going to spike. hardcore, because people are stupid. Nationwide, we are now up to 1.72 million cases.
Oh my god, did we win something?
Yeah.
Confetti cannon.
So we are now closer to 2 million than 1 million. Congratulations. We have also passed the 102, we're over 102,000 deaths now. Which, the New York Times published on their front page on Sunday, I believe, 1,000 names of folks that have died.
Yeah.
That was all they had on their front page. It was 1,000 names and like a sentence on each, done in extraordinarily small font. And, you know, they were like, it represented literally about 1%. Mm. 1,000 names is about 1% of the people that have died from this thing.
Yikes.
So, yeah. That was, I went to go scroll up using my finger. I don't have a touch screen. And I've never had a touch screen, so I don't know why the fuck I just did that. It's fine. I'm losing my mind. It's fine.
Oh,
it's
fine. Goodness.
Sometimes I think my mirror is a touch screen, and that's not a joke.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a moment. Wow. And you just think to yourself, wow.
Why
have
did
I gotten this far?
You try to zoom in on yourself?
It's like the auto tune, right? Like you want to face tune yourself, but
yeah.
It's your own mirror and you have to look at it.
Yeah.
Just a lot of things happening this week. We're dying at an alarming rate. We're calling the cops in Central Park on a man that wants you to leash your dog while he's bird watching.
Where you're supposed to leash your fucking dog.
Wait, what?
Did you not hear about this?
No, I didn't.
So Amy Cooper was in Central Park where they're not related. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that. But Christian Cooper, who is a former Marvel employee and editor. He also pivoted Marvel into that queer space where they were starting to, they are starting to do like queer superheroes and things of that nature. Just want to throw that out there. just want to put that out there. But he was in Central Park bird watching. Why was he bird watching? I don't know. He said, "Can you leash your dog?" In the beginning of the tape that you see throughout the media, he says, "Can you leash your dog?" And Amy starts yelling, like, belligerently. She grabs her dog. That's the part. I'm mad that she's yelling at him. Then right. I'm mad that she grabs the dog and not like a safe way at all.
She was like choking the dog with the collar.
No, what the fuck?
Yeah, and so she's grabbing the dog and talking to this guy, and then she like backs away, and she's like, I'm just gonna call the police, and I'm like.
She said, "I'm going to call the police and tell them that a black man is threatening me."
Exactly.
And she did. She called the cops and she was like, "I'm in Central Park and a black man is threatening me and my dog's life."
Yes. Yes.
He's the one fucking hurting the dog. God, that makes me so angry. Sorry.
So the dog had no leash.
He had it all recorded. So, you know, that's, you know. But the poor little thing, she's so upset now because now she says her life is in ruins because she was fired and basically they repoed her dog. The rescue repoed her dog. So, and now she's being spread all over. But so one thing that I thought was interesting is they dug a little bit into her and she's a liberal.
She is.
Yes, she is. So that basically kind of proves that calling yourself a liberal doesn't implicitly mean that you actually give a shit, as proven by the words and behaviors of some folks, even in our own community. She has donated to, left-wing campaigns and all that good stuff. And she knew, she's like, I'm not racist. I don't know what I'm like, you knew exactly what you were doing because yeah. So, yeah.
That is the sickest thing I've heard this week.
Oh, we're not done.
But wait, there's more.
We're not done.
Confetti cannon.
When did this originally happen? Do you remember?
This was over the weekend as well.
Okay.
So it was over the weekend. Over the holiday weekend, there were actually four incidents where white people tried to blame black people for shit. One was a pastor claimed he was kidnapped by black men to avoid he's a youth pastor. And he claimed he was kidnapped by black men so that he didn't have to admit that he was actually in a hotel room with somebody.
What the fuck?
Florida mom said that two black men basically abducted her autistic son, but the truth was she actually drowned him in a canal. George Floyd was murdered by cops in Minneapolis, which we're going to get to in just a second. And then the Amy Cooper incident. Those were four big headlines that managed to happen all over the holiday weekend with white people being fucking white people.
I hate white people.
So, with George Floyd...
I'm going to put him on the screen, if you don't mind.
Okay. As soon as that happened, because he was basically murdered by four cops that decided to kneel on his neck while he was like, I can't breathe, and they just kept the knee on his neck. I believe they've all been fired, but we all know that that doesn't mean shit, really. There were protests in Minneapolis over what had happened, and they were, for the most part, they were peaceful protests. They were marching, but you know they were mad, but they were peaceful protests. But of course, the cops came out, and we got tear gas, we got rubber bullets, all the fun stuff. Compared to just a couple weeks ago, when you had the fucking white people with the reopened Minneapolis protests with AR-15s and all that bullshit, where the cops didn't do a goddamn thing. So Minneapolis cops are getting some heat for sure on this shit. Yay, white people!
And so they weren't going to be fired in the first place. They weren't going to be fired until... what was it? I read something that it was under investigation... I say that with quotation marks because it's always those quotation marks. Mm-hmm. Until further notice, they were still able to work. And it wasn't until like people like Sean King, who's big in the black community, and what drove it over the top in such a short amount of time, and I'm okay with saying this, but I believe, I'm going to take him off the screen real quick, I believe that it's gotten to a point where white people are starting to be so pissed that they're like, hey, we're starting to look really bad here. Can you not do this? There were so many celebrity tweets over the weekend that I started to collect them for our show, but there were so many. Nick Jonas, who I love and adore, was like, hey, this is not a joke.
Right.
And for me, I get to a point where I get so outraged because when I look at a black man like that, I see myself. Mm-hmm. That could be me.
What's gonna have to happen, which is really fucking sad, honestly, is that what it's going to take to change shit is literally white celebrities being like, what the fuck?
And they are collectively saying, hold your brothers and sisters and siblings accountable.
Yeah.
This is not okay. We've been, Rodney King was like the first time that we ever caught that stuff on tape. And people were like, that's a once in a lifetime. No. Here we are 30 years later, right. A man is getting called the cops on because he's walking in the park and he asks a lady to get a leash on her dog. What if that would have turned
into... She should have had a leash on anyway, like...
But what if that would have turned out ugly?
Right.
That is a man of, like, high...
He wasn't just some quote-unquote thug.
Yeah, he was a man that was a part of Marvel. I don't get it. I don't get it. And when people say they don't see color...
you can't. That's a bunch of horse shit.
And I want to say that all lives matter. I understand that part, and I know where the fuck you're coming from. I do. But listen to me. When I say Black Lives Matter, that means my life is in jeopardy, and I feel that I need to speak and be heard that I matter because I see that somebody like me is dying at a high rate.
Absolutely.
If I see somebody looking like me,
yep,
I am terrified. I live in a state where there's not a lot of Black people here. I just told you, there is no, like, Black organizations that I know of the NAACP, and that's pretty much it.
Right.
I'm telling you, when you tell me to calm down, you don't have that right. When you tell me it's not a big deal, you don't have that right. You don't. And if somebody sends me another message that says, Black people just need to obey the police.
Oh, bitch.
People
have been sending you messages like that?
If I had to...
That's so fucking sick.
What I will tell you is that I'm always close to 5,000, but now I am slowly deteriorating people out of my life. Because what I don't, ask Freddie, I don't say anything on social media most of the time. But if I see somebody saying, police are good people, Black people just need to behave themselves. Okay, I'm not going to say anything to you. I'm not going to say anything to your friends. I'm going to delete you. Possibly,
yep.
Depending on how I feel, I'm going to block you.
Yep.
And when you come asking me, excuse me, why did I block you? I'm going to say because you're a racist prick. Because you saying that I don't care about these incidents is saying that you are just living in a bubble. You don't care. And I, for a while, thought it was okay just to, just watch these things happen and not say anything. But for me, as a Black man, I see myself in these people. And when you say Trayvon, you have to think, I'm wearing a hoodie. I could walk out this door and I could be shot because I'm Black and I'm wearing a hoodie. Does that make sense to you? No. Have I done anything? I have a clean record.
Yep, doesn't matter. You're Black.
So when people say racism doesn't exist, when they say I see no color, at a time like this, I understand where you're coming from. But this is not the right time to use that on this. If I post an article about the incidents that are happening, please resist. And maybe this is why people don't do it. Because they know not to fuck with me. But I've seen it on other people's stuff. If we were going to get into the gossip of it all, I did see on... our daughter went off on somebody. But anyway.
Segways are hard. Let's talk to our guest.
After I made him cry, I'm so sorry.
Damn it, Felicia. Jesus.
It's okay. It's okay.
Sorry.
That's just why we can't have nice things.
No, but these are serious. These are serious fucking issues that need to be addressed. And like, I didn't even know the stuff that went on this week, and it's just so horrifying. And I'm not gonna make this about me, but I'm just sickened that this is happening for all the people. It's not my issue, but it's an issue for humanity, and I feel like this is enough. Like, enough.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I don't even know how to feel right now.
Sorry.
God damn it. Felicia, you broke our guest.
We should have saved the news for last, because I...
So, Beth! Hi, how are you?
I just got a message from my mom right now as we're talking, and we have this inside joke that I cry so much that it must be Tuesday every time I'm crying, because that's the day I cry, and she just sent me a message saying, it's not even Tuesday, honey.
Hi, mom.
All right.
First impressions are everything. We're gonna try. We're bringing it back down.
So, Best, tell us a little bit about yourself since we're here.
I'm Best. I'm an artist and not like a visual artist. I'm an author and a poet.
That's still art.
I was just differentiating. Yes, I'm an artist, but I'm not a visual artist like my lovely fiance Brandon McGill here, who is got his own amazing art that he does. We actually did a book together.
I've never heard of Brandon.
Oh, never. Brandon? Brandon McGill?
No.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Not a damn clue who he is.
No, he's great. I'm a poet, I'm an author. I've written like 3 or 4 books now. Like 3 of them novels, and one of them is this book of poetry, which is amazing. You can get it from our website at brandonmcgill.com or at Shane Lynn Arts over on Camelback. So just plug in that one.
What's the name of the book?
Oh my god. It's Maybe a Poem Might Fracture Things. By Bess Tardy, art by Brandon McGill. When you hear this sound, turn the page.
Oh my god, you should have an audiobook. Oh my god.
So, when did you start writing? Like, when did you sort of discover that you had a talent for it?
When I was a kid, I would enter national contests just for fun, and then I won. Ever since then, I've explored all types of styles of writing, screenplay writing, play writing, poetry, novel writing, science fiction, fantasy, pretty much everything. Like, I love, it's just basically like my breathing.
Wow.
I feel like I just learned
something about you.
What?
I just learned something about you.
You did. I like long walks on the beach. I am not very good at dating profiles.
Well, I'm glad that's taken care of.
Something must have worked because, you know, you managed to nag what's his name, so I guess that's, you know.
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
I hear he's a real catch.
I can't remember what the hell his name is. What was his name? Brendan?
Hey, you know what? He says my name wrong all the time, so I'm okay.
Right?
what word does he say wrong?
Ask him what the name of the show is.
He's had a fey for like years, even though he's
How he says it is thief.
Oh, there's thief.
Oh, Lord.
Either way.
Braden McCall.
Rick on YouTube says, best, you're a fantastic author, and good old, what's his name, does great art.
So tell us about your book. Tell us, you know, what, tell us about your books.
Yeah, I want to know more.
So, the first book that I ever wrote, which shall never be released to the public because it's a terrible tragedy, and I just wrote it to see that I could write it, and I didn't really edit it, was about this person. It was a book in reverse, and this person was appearing in different bodies in different people's dreams that they were having, and he was trying to wake them up because he was trapped in their dreams, and the only way that he could wake himself out of their dreams is by basically solving like a moral or a personal problem that they would have within their dream.
Sounds like my personal life.
The next book that I wrote, which is really dear to me, it's called Beware the Stars, is a autobiographical fiction of my childhood and a lot of the things that happened in my childhood. So it's not particularly happy, but does, that's when I really started incorporating, because what I wanted to do in my work was to write queer characters and queer characters of color. So I have a lot of, in my books, I have a lot of trans characters and gay characters and lesbian characters and non-binary characters that I use. And that's really when I started doing it, was with Who Are the Stars. I just feel like there's not enough representation. Amen. Or at least good representation. Most of the time when I read gay books, it's written by a woman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. That's why I'm not a big fan of Love, Simon.
Oh.
Never saw it.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah, everybody will...
I never saw it, never read it.
I'm like, yeah. Everyone will die on a cross for that, but if you really analyze it, it's really homophobic.
Oh.
Sorry.
There's a few movies that are kind of like that, where it's like, did you not have anybody, like,
can you consulting consult with on
this? Like, do you actually know any gay people? No? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I watch movies and I'm like, this was not written by a gay person. This is horrible. And then you read you read the credits and you're like, oh. Mmm.
Yep.
Ryan wants to know, he says that Brandon calls him Nathan. Is that true? Either you or Brandon call him Nathan.
To who?
Ryan
Crawford.
Ryan says that Brayden calls him Nathan.
Do you call Ryan Nathan?
Yes, what is it? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, now he's leaving,
so... keep talking.
Go ahead.
Right. I know you have more.
So then I am currently writing... So I'm writing... I'm writing two books at the moment. One is called Imaginary Friends, and it's a story about two boys growing up in the same house, living in two parallel universes. And they're the only ones who can see each other, but they live in different universes, they can never touch each other, and they fall in love.
It's like what is that movie, The Lake House, where they say, they have like a romance, and they send messages through the mailbox or something.
That was horrible.
It's called texting.
Did you like that movie?
No.
Oh, I did not like that movie.
I don't think I've seen the whole thing. I've only seen bits and pieces of it.
You're not missing anything.
I was like,
sorry.
Who's in it?
I don't even remember at this
Sandra
point.
Bullock, I think.
I don't remember.
Sandra Bullock and somebody else. I don't know. Somebody.
Somebody.
I
guess. I
don't know. Something. Yeah.
I guess. Anyway.
I feel like Sandra Bullock is like in everything. Just like, like she's like constantly in every movie I watch, like The Hunger Games starring Sandra Bullock.
She likes to work. She likes to work. So, what was the other book? Because you're writing two books at the same time.
Oh, it's called Chance Happenings, and this is the one I'm really digging down on. It's a fantasy book about, I'm using fantasy to talk about white privilege.
Oh.
And it's about this prince who is born the luckiest prince in the world, basically. Like, he has this divine luck, where everything is handed to him on a silver platter, and he could do no wrong, basically. But he becomes, like, a really unlikable person, because if you don't have any struggles and if you don't have any empathy for other people, then you're not going to have a basis of what you should do for your life,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be really bored. And so, and it's also a queer book, and it's a story of how this character goes from one end to the other, but also meets a lot of minorities in this world who basically show him, hey, you're not hot shit. Like, we got our own thing going on and you need to, like, grow up.
Oh, I need multiple copies of that when you're done so I can hand it out to people.
Oh, my God. I have a few people that should be required reading for.
Thank you.
Some of them are community Jesus. Members.
So what's next? Dude, so what's next on your plate? What's, you know, you're in the process of reading. Do you have any other, you know, any other things coming down the pike? What's happening?
So I have literally just been trying to keep up with my Patreon, because I set my Patreon at such a high and unrealistic standard for myself.
That's so what we keep our standards low, because then there's really no expectations.
I know, I can just join for $1 and then you read my name every time and I get the credit, right?
That's how it goes.
I've been trying to do patreon.com/besttardy, and I've been trying to write and do new poems and do new things every day. I can't do it every day because I tried that, and God damn it, it's so hard. I just want to die. It's too much to try and do everything new every day.
Counts as poetry. Just come up with a random haiku every day. There you go.
So I wrote a bunch of haikus, and it was called The Thoughts, THOTS, of the Modern 21st Century Twink. Mm. And it was a bunch of really dirty... dirty haikus.
Mm.
Oh, my parents are watching this.
Hey, mom and dad. Anyway. Nice to see you.
Hi, mom.
basically, yeah. I'm glad they're watching. You know, because, you know, they can finally get to learn about how much of a depraved person I am.
Yeah. But we're educational. This is an educational. It's like
exactly,
but better.
We're like Sesame Street without.
Yeah, there's a lot of fisting and puppets.
I agree.
You don't know what the hell? I haven't brought out the puppets in a minute. Okay.
Wait, do you really have puppets?
We could.
No. I want puppets.
I'm a little disappointed that there aren't any.
If anybody makes puppets, contact us. We can't pay for them.
My mom
know.
Said go on.
Oh, she said go on. She also said don't blame us. Don't blame us is what she said. She says don't blame us. Your mom is claiming nothing right now.
Oh, my God.
She's like, no, it's okay. It's
My mom will not take credit. She has a way of turning it back, like, so it's not her fault. One time, I was in her closet, and I was looking for something that I shouldn't have, and I accidentally knocked over a box of their
collectibles?
Things that they use for intercourse, yes. And one of them started vibrating, and I had to turn it off by hand. Oh, and I went over to my mom, and I told her that, and she said, ha, that's so embarrassing for you.
Oh, my God!
My mom is the best. I love her so much.
Oh, that's totally something I would say, though. Let's be real. If someone went through and found all my stuff, I'd be like, oh, well.
Good for you.
Sucks to be you, doesn't it? Did you learn anything? thank you for turning it off. I hate it when the batteries run out in the most inopportune time. I'll get mine all. Plug them in. But you have two. One's always going to be charged at the right time. You know, you don't have to worry about it. Anyway. Yeah, so.
Oh, is it my turn now? Oh, my God. I have to stop laughing.
It is.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, Beth. Well, I don't think anything's going to top anything that I have. We have this game called This or That. And you've already talked about one thing or another, and well, let's just see. Oh God, this lash is gonna come off. I've laughed. I've cried. So this or that. Throw up uncontrollably or have horrible diarrhea.
I've had both.
Right? I'm like, this is like a Tuesday for me. I don't understand the question.
All right. So
if you have to choose between one or the other.
Does it stop?
No.
Does it stop between?
No.
So never stops? Mm-mm. Okay. So then I would rather have uncontrollable diarrhea because I would probably choke to death vomiting. And uncontrollable diarrhea, at least I get to sit down and die.
See, I'm torn on that one. I'm torn on that one because, like, so if I was throwing up uncontrollably, at least I could still, you know, do things because nothing would be going on below the waist. So that's, you know, that's good, right? But then also my teeth.
Oh, your teeth would rot.
And then also, right, you know, but then also you have to worry about throwing up while, you know, doing sexy things. So then it's like, I don't know, but then you're not having horrible diarrhea while doing sexy things.
Wait, is this in the COVID era that this is taking place? Because that changes my answer.
It could be. I mean, this is now, like right now.
I don't have enough toilet paper to sustain having uncontrollable
diarrhea. See? Well, you don't worry about that. You just sit in the shower.
Oh my God! Okay, let's move on to the next one. The ability to control people's thoughts or being able to control time. Ooh, you both are silent. Ooh.
I think I'm disconnected.
Are you disconnected? Why?
Oh,
can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool. Hi. Hello. What was the question?
The ability to control people's thoughts or the ability to control time?
How is thought spelled?
Not the thoughts
oh my
that you
God.
Were talking about earlier.
H-T-N. Oh my God.
So it really presents like two ways to do one situation. That's to me as if I fuck up at some point. Do I want to manipulate how they perceive it, or do I want to go and have a do-over? And having a do-over sounds like a lot of work.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's easier to control. And also, but if I controlled time and I didn't want to control time because I found out it sucked, I could just go back and choose the next option.
Damn, that's like using more wishes, though. I don't know that you could do that. You know what I mean? Like, you can't wish for more wishes with a genie.
Mm-hmm. But I'm controlling time. I have control over all of time and space.
But there's always a loophole. Like, there's always a caveat. You know what I mean? You can't just...
If Doctor Who has taught me anything, time travel is very linear and there's no plot holes.
Right, exactly. None at all. Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
I guess I'd go with time travel.
Being stuck in a room with a horrible singer or being stuck in a room with a horrible dancer that keeps encouraging you to dance with them?
Singer, and then what was the other one?
Stuck in a room with a horrible dancer that keeps encouraging you to dance with them.
Ooh, I'm both of those people.
So who would you rather be stuck with? Which version of yourself would you rather
it's
be stuck
It's really...
with?
Yeah. The singer part of me... You know what? I'm going to go with the dancing part because at least I can tune out one of my senses.
It's true. Sexting. So the next one is sext text messages and images displayed in New York City in Times Square or sitting and watching a family member read your intimate thoughts between you and your partner.
Why are all these questions so personal? Yeah. Depends on the family member, really.
Well, it doesn't sound like your mom would care.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, my mom would probably put on her RuPaul glasses and read me to Phil. And I would enjoy it. My mom is basically the personification of shut up, you'll like it.
Does she know Freddie?
Good to know.
Yeah, I guess if my mom's doing that one, I'll do that.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow. That's all I have. That was our this or that. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Where can folks find you on social media?
They can find me on Twitter at besttardy.com. They can try to add me on Facebook. I'm very selective if I don't know you in person because, you know, stranger danger. And you can find me on Patreon at patreon.com/besttardy. And you can find me at Stacey's again, getting tips and a thong.
Even now, like, is that
in
is
the
that,
COVID
like,
era?
Is that
no one's there, but you know, it's still good practice.
Practicing is good. That's you know,
just you,
yeah,
just you.
Is good.
It's fine. There's nothing weird about that
God.
At all. Nothing weird.
It's that's me being the horrible dancer and inviting other people to dance.
Oh Lord, my goodness. So. Dare I say, when is the next book coming out?
I have no idea currently because I'm still in the writing process. I don't have any set dates for anything until, like, you know, it takes a while.
Okay.
Writing is hard.
Yeah, it took me 3 years to write my 180,000 word novel. That was my last one. So
I was gonna say it took you 3 years to write 1,080 words. Okay.
So I was like living. Yeah. No. Not that many words. Yeah. Just fewer. Like you know, 100.
Oh, it was. Oh, just 100. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hard. Writing is hard. You have to find words that like. Go together with like a word that comes before it and that comes after it. Like it's not. It's
saying numbers is harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Difficult. Yeah.
I'm done with both.
What
of
do you
here.
Have coming up, Felicia?
Well, you have the event coming up first, and this is the one I have queued up. So.
Oh, I do. Mine is first. Okay, fine. So on Monday, June 1st, I'm actually going to be kicking off Pride Month with Wild 2.0 Digital Adventure. We're hosted by Mary Jane Stiles, who is, she's an Austin queen, and she's absolutely fantastic. I love this queen so much. She hosts a show in Austin called Wild 2.0, and I actually got to perform in it last November when I was in Austin, and she decided to take it digital. So we're kicking off Pride Month, just right on June 1st. And we've got so many badass entertainers. There's myself, Erica Clash from Dragula, Earl Grey, Lucy Stuhl, Gilda Rabbit. I'm actually looking at the thing here. Discord Adams, Ghost Electra.
There's some names at the bottom too. Ghost Electra.
We've got entertainers from all over the States. I think we've got a couple of UK queens. So it's a whole international thing, and it'll be the last time to catch my Mad Hatter video before I actually make it public. So as a part of a show, and then after that, I'll actually be able to release it. I've been sitting on it now for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm. Maybe a little longer.
Just about, because I keep wanting to release it, but I don't want to until it was created for. But then I'll be able to do that. And that show is, you took the thing away.
It's on the first.
What is it, 9 o'clock? I think it starts at 10. 9 o'clock Austin time, which I believe is 7 p.m. Arizona time. It'll be streaming on twitch.tv/MaryJaneStyles. I'll be posting flyers again and stuff like that. Make sure you watch. It's going to be an awesome show.
Oh, you will.
The entertainers are just phenomenal.
I think it says 10. 10 p.m. Is it Central.
I was trying to look at the flyer and you took it away. So
I put it back on. It's back on.
It's fine. I think it's either 9 or 10. I'll post the flyer. Whatever it is, just subtract 2 hours and that's Arizona.
Cool. So, And then, this is my first virtual show. Not that I was in any hurry to get to one, but, and I mean that because I was nervous about my first one, and Lord, it took me a little bit. It took me, 3 weeks to make a simple little video? That's not as simple as...
I offered help, you know. I was gonna,
oh,
you know,
Lord,
I
here we go. I can't handle
my
you.
My videographer and video editing skills. I know that.
So, on June 5th, that's next Friday, right? We have the Queens of Arizona Virtual Drag Show, and it's hosted by Sarah Tonin, who we had on a couple weeks ago. Miss C7.
Oh and, my god, it's such a great name. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, she knows it too. I can't remember what time it starts. I think it starts at 9 Arizona time.
Something like that. I'm looking, does it say on the flyer? It says 9 p.m.
Does it? Okay. So yeah, 9 p.m. Arizona time. And there's a lot of queens in there. I don't know the order yet.
There are. I'm gonna watch it because I know you're in it, Sassy's in it, and Coco's in it. So I'm gonna have to watch it because, yeah.
The only black queens that are. Just kidding. just kidding. I'm excited that you guys get to see. I am also like Freddie. I'm like, oh, I can't put this on. Because I even revamped my YouTube channel, and then I was like, oh, I could put it up, and then I was like, oh. I can't.
Right.
I
know. I'm like, I'm waiting. I'm like,
so I was like, Sarah, because
it's good and I want people to see it. Like, I really want people to see this damn video, but I'm like, I have to wait about that.
And then this weekend, I am filming two videos, I think.
I have a couple I need to do. And I'm like, oh.
I'm going to be
very
excited. I was
going to do it over this weekend. I just didn't have. I didn't have the wherewithal. I was like, I do not feel like getting into phase. I was like, no, not happening.
I was recovering from not being, trying not to be close to people. That's what happened to me. I was like, oh, I'll record it tomorrow. And I was like, oh no, never mind.
Don't forget.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
You can still vote for Let's Have a Fifi and La Guitarra in the Phoenix Magazine Best Of. Again, Let's Have a Fifi is up for Best Drag Show, which is fantastic. So is our Drag Bingo and Cats, which I'm really excited about too. And then La Guitarra is so go and vote for either Let's Have a Fifi or our Drag Queen Dance Blast.
Oh my god, I would be so excited if I could say, like, Best of the Valley.
Oh my god, we could, like, put it on, like, our thing, like, on our thing, and then, like, yeah, oh my god, we'd have, like, a how cool would that be? So go vote for us. Remember, we've been doing this longer than anybody else. God damn it.
Please. Please. Please.
Please vote.
And vote for me as the best.
Oh.
I'm the only one in the category, so you have to.
You're going to be appointed. You will be appointed.
Oh, that's, God. That's how I won't be there, so appointing is happening. Upcoming guests, we have Empress 15 Nikki Knowles of Imperial Court of Arizona. She'll be talking about the food drive that they have going on for Joshua Tree and some other things.
Oh, I forgot. I was at Joshua Tree this morning.
How did you forget something like
that? I don't ask me questions that make sense. I did. I actually I took a few hours off and actually went and volunteered at Joshua Tree today, which actually was really nice because it gets me out of my own headspace, and you know, it feels like I'm actually doing something that matters. So that's
but you don't have to feel like you're doing something. We talked about this.
We just talked about this. Right. I know, but still.
Anyway, and then we have Sham Wise. She is the author of Sightseeing with Sandy. She'll be joining us later in June. And then Carrington Hall Dubois. Did I say it right? I don't ever know how to say people's names. He's Emperor 15 of the Imperial Court of Arizona. And he has something else to talk about that I don't remember. But he'll also be talking about what they've been doing for Joshua Tree and what have you. And then we have some other guests that are joining us. But they haven't filled out their form. I haven't scheduled them yet. So, if you're watching this episode, I didn't even check to see if you're on here, but you might want to fill out your form so I can schedule you. Because I forget. And then when I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh, good old what's-his-name didn't fill out his form. It's not that good old what's-his-name by you, though. That's not good old what's-his-name.
Yeah, different.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's not Brendan
no,
McCall.
It's not Brayden. No.
Brayden McCall.
What else we got here? We want to thank our sponsors. We're brought to you by Wigs of a Kind. You can find them on Facebook. You can also find us unboxing some wigs that Marissa has sent us. They mm-hmm. took off today. They took off today. So hopefully we get them.
Yep, so we should get them in a few days.
By the end of the week.
Are you guys going to do mouth sounds and whispering?
Yes. Absolutely. Lots of mouth sounds and whispering.
Mm-hmm. We want to thank everyone who has bought a t-shirt so far. Special thanks to all of you who support us on Patreon, including Best. You can support us at patreon.com/letshaveafifi. You can also tip us at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. I keep saying that over and over. But nobody tips.
And don't forget to order a t-shirt. We need to have a good, like, bulk order in order to be able to send it to Kat to get them printed. So we need, what do we have, like,
We have 8 right now.
So we have 8 right now. So we'd love to have anywhere between 2 and, like, 7 more. So we're going to have between 10 and 15 to be able to send it. So styling come this summer, you know, be all smexy and things.
Be sure to like this episode, subscribe, and share it with all your friends, enemies, and Trump supporters
and white people. Share it with white people, especially this episode,
especially the ones that are like highly up there in that, like, privilege zone, you definitely want to send this episode to them.
And tell them that they now owe Felicia reparations because they made she made Bess cry.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, the preacher came out. I'm so sorry. Subscribe to us as a podcast. You can find us on Google Play, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and more, including one that, like, found me on Twitter that was like, you need to listen to us on this player. And I was like, we sound the same in all of them, so I don't know. you can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We want to thank Bess for being our special guest tonight. Am I a poet now?
Thank you. I had such a good time.
Yeah. Even though we made you cry.
That's okay. I was with a wrestler and a White Walker. I had fun.
Oh my god.
A
White Walker. What the fuck is a White Walker?
It's from Game of Thrones.
I don't watch Game of Thrones. I have no idea what the fuck a White Walker was. Sorry. My bad.
It's just basically anybody sex has, and like, fighting. An HBO, that's all. You can watch it on YouTube too. Anyway, thank you all for watching live, and those that watch on the replay, there are quite a bit of you that watched on the replay last week. Mm-hmm. We'll see you next week for your Wednesday night conversation with our special guest, Nikki Knowles, Empress 15 of the Imperial Court of Arizona. This has been Let's Have a Fifi. Good night.
Good night. Confetti corner.